strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings High on offense tonight will go with Tyler Rebarger at quarterback, 6'1", 170, and a junior. At running back, it will be Jake Rawson, a 6'2", 165-pound junior, and Austin Herringer, 6'1", 90, and a senior. At the flanker or the other running back position, you'll see Matt Geiger tonight. Geiger, 5'11", 185, and a senior. Casey Lammers will be your tight end, 6'1", 195, and a senior. At wide receiver will be Austin Gittison for Hastings High, 6'1", 170, and a senior. Across the front, guys down there in the trenches, Cody Newland will be at left tackle, 195, 5'7", and a junior. Chris Williamson will be the left guard, 5'9", 275, and a senior. At center will be Trenton Haltmeyer, 6'1", 215, and a senior. At the right guard will be Elrod Resendez, a 5'8", 240-pound senior. And a right tackle for Hastings High will be Matt Karloff, 6'2", 215, and a junior. Hastings High on defense will go with Cody Newland at end, 5'7", 195, and a junior. At tackle, Trenton Haltmeyer, 6'1", 215, and a senior. Elrod Resendez, a 5'8", 240-pound senior at nose guard. And Mark Gooden will be the defensive end on the right side. Gooden, 6'1", 200-pound junior. The linebackers for Hastings High will be Brady Minkey, Matt Karloff, and also Casey Lammers. The rover tonight for Hastings will be Patrick Opperman. And in the defensive secondary, we're going to have Austin Gittison, also Tyler Rebarger, and Jordan Perez. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
All right, back in Skyler as we give you the rest of the starting lines for the Warriors now on offense. Justin Belnarnik is the quarterback. He was the backup a season ago for the Warriors, 6 foot, 150-pound junior. Omar Rodriguez will be one of the tailbacks, 5'6", 165, and a sophomore. Jake Cole will be the other running back for Skyler, 6 foot, 180, and a senior. The right receiver will be Martin Gonzalez, 5'11", 145, and a senior. Kalen Kasich will be another wide receiver. He's a 5'11", 145-pound sophomore. The other wide out will be Tom Sabata, 5'9", 160, and a senior. Up there in the offensive line, you've got John Parsons at center, 5'11", 195, and a junior. Emmanuel Cazada will be your left guard, 5'7", 170, and a senior. Cesar Gonzalez, the other guard, 5'7", 210, and a senior. Trevor Colfoll will be your right tackle, 6'1", 240, and a senior. And Tyler Graybeck will be your left tackle, 5'7", 200-pound junior. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. Hastings High getting a kick out to begin the football game here tonight, dressed in their white away jerseys with their black football pants and their orange helmets. Skyler going to be dressed in their green tonight, their green bottoms and their green tops with their green football helmets. The kickoff by Minkey angles off to the left side. It's touchdown there at the 7-yard line. Picked up at the 2-yard line, brought back to about the 3, maybe to the 4-yard line. And Hastings High down there defensively for the Tigers. Matt Geiger down on special teams. So a mistake there by Skyler right off of the bat. The kick was angling off to the left side. The deep man back there for Skyler had trouble picking it up. And then the pressure of Hastings got to him on the kickoff team. And deep, deep trouble for Skyler right off of the bat. They'll have the football at about the 5-yard line. Skyler moving from our right to our left here in this first quarter of play as we view it here from the top of the stands here at Skyler as they hand the ball away to the first man through, banging his way through there for a couple of yards. He brings the ball down to about the 9-yard line. Omar Rodriguez for a couple of yards. And we'll call it a pickup of four and a play second down and six. It's Jimmy Purcell in here. Welcome back for another season of exciting high school football action here tonight as we start here in Schuyler.
Good to be back again, Mike. We've been waiting the better part of 9 months for this, and the negotiations were hectic through the summer, but we got the deal hammered out, and glad to be alongside with you again this year.
Here's a handoff angling off to the left side this time. That's going to be a Jake Cole. Cole picks it up a couple of yards into play. As you bring up a third down situation now, the ball is pushed down here to about the 12-yard line. Again, not the best of accommodations to start things off, Jimmy. We're actually sitting on the top row of the bleachers out here at Schuyler tonight, so we'll do the best we can here as Schuyler moves from our right to our left. Here's a handoff. It's going to be stacked up. The Hastings High defense holds in the first offensive possession for Schuyler as they try to take it off the left side, and Hastings right there defensively. So the plays that hurt Hastings High a season ago, those off-tackle plays there for Schuyler, Hastings High stuffed on this opening possession, and it's now a fourth down situation, fourth down and about 3 yards to go. Schuyler has moved the ball out to the 10-yard line, and they got to punt the ball away.
I think Schuyler's going the quarterback up underneath center, Mike. That's going to, well, they're going to call a timeout, but it's going to be fourth down. They've got about the better part of 3 yards to go to get to the sticks.
Yeah, they were actually lined up in their own territory in the opening ball game of the season with the ball just across the 10-yard line. The quarterback, Nonnick, was under center there, and he was calling the signals. You wouldn't think they would go for it here on the 11-yard line, eh?
Well, they've got a new head coach, and you got to be concerned if you're an opponent playing him. His last name, Winnings. So he's obviously got something going for him. But, yeah, you wouldn't think that he'd gamble. First series, first game of the year, and you're down deep in your own territory. But the Tiger defense really standing tall there on that third down play. Resendez and also Trenton Haltmeyer. Haltmeyer, a big mainstay of that line last year. He's back. He's bigger. He's stronger. And he's going to be anchoring that defensive line as well as the offensive line for Rick Rebarger and the Tigers this year.
So now we'll see. After the timeout, they might have a little change of heart here.
And they're going again.
They are. They got their quarterback out there at fourth down and 3 yards to go. Now he's going to pitch the ball back, and they'll kick it away. Terrible kick. Goes straight up in the air. It's going to bounce here at about the 25. Takes a Schuyler bounce, though, across the 45, across the 50, inside Tiger territory, down to the 49-yard line. So they line up like they're going to go for it. Then they pitch the ball back here to Omar Rodriguez, who plays tailback here for Schuyler. And he gets the kick away. And he, like we said, the kick was straight up in the air. It took a nice bounce there for Schuyler across the midfield stripe to about the 49-yard line of Hastings High. That's where the Tigers will start now offensively. First down and 10. They've got the ball on their own 49-yard line. Hastings High moving from our left to our right here. Season opener for 2011, Hastings and Schuyler tonight from 1230 KHIS. Tyler Rebarger, the new quarterback, he gets into the open 45-40, makes a move to 35 to the 30, crashes his way down to the 25-yard line, down to the 20. Tyler Rebarger carries the ball for 31 yards on the opening play of the football game. Just a simple option play, Jimmy, to the right side of the line. Tyler stuffs it in there, pulls it back out, runs it himself, jukes the man, and made a nice game in the first play.
I thought certainly not. First snap of your starting career here at Hastings High for your dad, and to take it the distance. He almost did, but a great job by Austin Harriger. They moved him to tight end. He made a nice crack block on the linebacker, got Tyler in the open.
First down and 10 yards to go. The ball at about the 23-yard line officially. Rebarger wants to throw the ball down the left sideline. He's got his man. Touchdown! Second play of the football game as they go to Will Reimer, the wide receiver, and bam, just like that, two plays. Hastings High goes 51 yards, and the Tigers are on the board.
Boy, and what a pass. We watched last weekend in the scrimmage. Patrick Opperman also has competed for that starting role as quarterback, and it was a very, very tough decision for Coach, but he feels that he's got a couple of good quarterbacks in there, and right away you see the arm strength of Tyler Rebarger, just a nice pass. Down the left sidelines, he hits Reimer in stride, takes it in from 25 yards out. So 9:57 left to go here. The Tigers are on the board, and the PAT is up, and it is good. So the Tigers early. Three plays and 52 yards. Three plays, 52 yards for the Tiger offense right out of the chute.
All right, so Hastings High gets on the scoreboard. 9 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the first quarter. Hastings 7, Schuyler nothing.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Seeley's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings high on two plays officially. They're run by Tyler Rebarger of 24 yards and a 25-yard touchdown pass from Rebarger to Will Reimer. The PAT good by Minky. And just like that, 7-0. Hastings with a good defensive stand held Skyler to three plays and out in their opening possession. Now Hastings will kick off again. It's angled off to the far side. This time they will pick it up at the 10-yard line. Back to the center of the field to the 15. Got some speed to the 20. 25, 30, 35, up to about the 38-yard line. That time a nice run back there by Skyler. Bringing the ball back was Omar Rodriguez. He is finally brought down into play at about the 38-yard line. A return of about 32 yards for Skyler. So much better field position now for the Warriors. They were down inside their own 20-yard line in their first series here tonight. So 7-0, Hastings high with the lead over Skyler.
And the Tigers with a nice defensive stand, three plays and out for Skyler. The last time they had the football, they tried to run it right in between the tackles, and the Tiger D-line showing their presence early as the ball goes down to the ground here.
Yeah, the quarterback, Justin Milnarnik, had problems with the exchange from center, and he goes down on the football at about the 37-yard line. So a loss of about a yard and a half on the play. It's going to bring up second down. We'll call it 11 yards to go for Skyler. Again, they're calling the plays here at the line of scrimmage. Everybody's got the wristbands. You'll see more and more teams go to that as the season rolls on here. Skyler's going to be one of them. Season opener. Here's Milnarnik. He wants to throw the ball. Rolls right. Unloads. He's got a man out there. It's overthrown down to the Tiger 40-yard line. Down there was Tom Sobota, a 5'9", 160-pound senior. He had a step or two on the Broncos' secondary, but the throw was a little bit too high. So Bonnet cannot take it down at the Tiger 40. It's an incomplete pass.
Innocent on coverage down there. Just slipped a little bit when the receiver made the break to the outside. That ball was thrown right on the money. That should have been a reception. That would have been down in Tiger territory. And we'll bring up a third down and 12 now. Ball on the 36. 9:15 left to go here in the first. Tigers out 7-0.
Here's a pitch back down to Rodriguez. Eludes a man at the 35. Crashes his way forward to the 40. And he's buried at the 42-yard line. He's going to be short of a first down and a good hit there by the Tigers as Rodriguez is knocked down after a couple of yard gain. So for the second time tonight, the Skyler Warriors will be looking at a fourth down situation. Fourth down still, about 6 yards to go. The football pushed out here to the 42-yard line. Rodriguez now will drop back into punt formation for Skyler. So two offensive series for Skyler and three plays and out here for the Warriors. Now he puts the ball back again to Rodriguez. Here's the kick. A driving kick over the head of everybody for the Tigers. Announces to the 20, to the 15, down to the 10. And they're going to take the ball inside the 10-yard line down to about the 6. Again, that was that same formation, Jimmy. They actually had the quarterback up under center again. He gets the snap from center, and he pitches the ball back to Rodriguez, who's the trailing back. Hastings didn't think that Skyler was going to go for it. They had nobody back that time, and Skyler just hit the ball downfield. And again, got a great roll down there. They're going to spot the football down at about the, 4-yard line?
Yeah, about 51 on the kick. As you said, no return guy back for Hastings High. And just a line drive punt by Rodriguez, but it gets the roll down deep inside the Tiger territory here down at the 4-yard line.
So Tyler Rebarger will come up now for his third offensive play as a starting quarterback. He's going to hand the ball off some room again on the left side. Now cutting back to the center of the field and a nice run all the way out to the 20-yard line. That's Tyler Rebarger. Nice fake up inside. Tyler again just takes the ball around the left end, jukes the man at about the 10-yard line, Jimmy, and brings it all the way out to the 20. Impressed so far, Mr. Rebarger there at quarterback.
Well, two carries, 30 yards, and he's electrifying out there. We talked about him last year. He came into some mop-up duty games and replaced Grady Rutt, the starter from last year. And he showed his speed and his moves, and he's elusive in that secondary, and that was the case there. He made a nice spin move, able to pick up 16, and the second first down for the Tigers.
They bring the ball officially out to the 20-yard line. Rebarger now hands the ball away again, and he gets a couple of yards on the gain as he brings it out to about the 25-yard line, carrying the ball there for Hastings High. I believe was, the trailing man in there, Austin Herringer, I think was the guy who brought the ball out to about the 25 or 26-yard line. We'll give him 5 yards on the play for Hastings High. It's going to bring up a second down situation now. Second down and 10 yards to go. The Tigers out on top. 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The Tigers able to move the football, Jimmy, so far against this Skyler defense. And now we've got an official's timeout here. Looks like we got some equipment problems here for one of the defensive members for Skyler. Coming off is going to be Emmanuel Cazada, number 55. He's going to come to the sidelines. some equipment problems here. So it's going to bring up a second down and four situation for Hastings. They've got the ball on their 26-yard line. And here's Rebarger again. He wants to throw the ball. Does so on the far side. It's caught at the 25 to the 30, 35, 40, 45 out to the 50-yard line. Reception is made by Jake Rosin coming out of the backfield. So Rick Rebarger, the head coach for Hastings, talked about it in the pregame show, Jimmy, about maybe opening up the playbook a little bit this year with some different looks. And so far, the offense has looked extremely well here against Kyler.
Well, the Tigers already with 84 yards of total offense, 49 through the air, a couple of completions for Tyler Rebarger. And the Tigers have a lot of weapons this year, and Jake Rosin is one on a lot of speed right across the middle, and they made a nice reception, took it upfield for 24 yards up close to midfield.
Here's a reverse play now coming over here is going to be Rosin. Rosin across the 50, 45, down to the 46-yard line. So Jake Rosin carrying the ball there for Hastings High. Mitch Kassmeyer, the defensive back on the left side there for Skyler. The end of the stop. But wait a minute, we got a penalty flag back upfield. And it looks like the Tiger is going to be guilty of a hold, and that's the case. So a hold on Hastings High is going to wipe out a nice play there by Jake Rosin. Obviously, Skyler will take this, and that's going to bring the Tigers back across the midfield stripe here. But like you said, very impressed so far with what Hastings has been able to get done offensively.
Well, really impressed right now with the play of the offensive line, Mike. Let's give them credit. Rosin started on the left side there. The flow of traffic went to the left, and then he comes back to simply get the handoff and received a couple of nice blocks and was able to take it upfield for about a 13-yard gain. So we had talked about Hallmeyer. He will anchor that offensive line. They do have some size up there. The depth is not really there, so you hope they don't get a lot of injuries. But so far, so good. The Tiger line and this offense looks really good so far.
Austin Herringer and Rosin were in the backfield, but all of a sudden, Rosin looked like he came up a little gimpy over there, and Rosin is going to head off to the sidelines, off on the far side. That's where the Tigers are at. So a replacement comes in for him, and the Tigers will wind the clock here. First down and 20 yards to go. The football is pushed back to their own 38-yard line. Hastings High out on top by a score of 7-0 here in this one. Here's a rebound. Throws it off to the far side. It's caught again by Reimer out to the 45. Russell down out to the 46 to the 47-yard line. That's Cole Beebe over there defensively for the Skyler Warriors. But Hastings High, just a quick throw out there. Rebarger right on the money again. Will Reimer hauls in his second pass of the ball game. And Hastings High now looking at a more manageable situation here. Second down at about 12 yards to go. Football is on their own 46-yard line. Wide receiver is Austin Gittison. Splits out wide to the right side. Hastings High in the I formation. Here's a Rebarger option play. He's hitting down. He goes. Busting through there for the Skyler Warriors was John Parsons, number 50. Parsons was one of the leading tacklers for the Warriors a season ago. He had 58 stops for Skyler. Just got some penetration there, Jimmy, and just tripped up Tyler Rebarger as he's running the option play. We'll give him 2 yards through down and 10.
Well, and as you said, Tyler just doing a good job. Just lost his balance there and was able to lunge forward, pick up a couple of yards. But again, nice job. He didn't want to make the dangerous pitch to his trail man, just decided to cut it upfield. And going to bring up a third down and 10 yards, ball right at the 49-yard line.
All right, Tyler's got the troops up here to the line of scrimmage. He drops back to throw, cocks the arm, rolls to his right, unloads. He's got a man out of bounds. The catch is going to be made. That's going to be Alex Olson over there now, one of the wide receivers for Hastings, right on the sideline. Jimmy, he gets his feet down, goes out of bounds. They've got the football at the Skyler 39-yard line. That is a first down.
First down number 4. Tyler Rebarger starting the season out, starting quarterback, the junior. He's just 4-for-4 passing for 71 yards already. And a good job by Olson. He slipped down on the sidelines over here, was able to get back up on his feet. The ball was delivered perfectly. First down, a gain of 13. Tigers down to the Warrior 38-yard line.
Tigers throw the ball around a little bit here to start off the season. Tyler up under center again, sends a man in motion. Pitchback comes to Matt Geiger. Geiger tries to get outside. He does. Geiger across the 35-yard line down to about the 34, to maybe to the 33 before he's finally brought down there. Tackle was made in there by Emmanuel Gazzana for the Skyler Warriors. We'll give him a pickup of about 5 yards in the play, maybe 6. So we'll give him 4 yards. They're going to put the nose of the football down right about the, let's see, 35-yard line. Hastings working left to right here in the first quarter. Tigers are out on top. 5-10 to play first quarter. 7-0 Hastings. Rebarger sends a man in motion again to the near side. Handoff goes straight up the pipe. That's going to be a Herringer busting through there. Herringer across the 20, down to the 15, down to the 10-yard line. Austin Herringer was another guy who saw quite a bit of a playing time for Hastings High a season ago. 61 carries, 284 yards for Herringer last year with 5 touchdowns. He takes that baby right up the middle. Hastings High throwing the ball around. They're running the football right up the pipe, and Herring with a lot of running room right up the gut there against the Schuyler defense. They'll spot the football at the 11. First down and 10 yards to go from the Schuyler 11. Here's Rebarger, runs the ball to the 10. He's at the 7-yard line. He busts into the far sideline and takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Rebarger takes it in from 11 yards out, and the Hastings High Tigers have shocked the hometown fans here early, 13-0 Hastings.
There again was that spin move as Tyler got off the left side. He was had a linebacker right in his face. He run up. The guy made a good stick on him, but Tyler was able to spin and get loose, able to take it in from 11 yards out. Rebarger now has thrown for 71 yards. He has rushed for 41 yards and a touchdown, and the Tigers are out early here. 4:41 left to go, 13-0. PAT coming right now.
Here's a Mickey. He gets into the football, and it's going to be good. The snap was high. They got it down, and Mickey drills the PAT. So Hastings High on two possessions. They have scored two times. 4 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's Hastings High 14, Schuyler nothing.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Schuyler. Hastings High out on top of the Schuyler Warriors early in this first quarter on a score of 14-0. Hastings High will kick off. Omar Rodriguez will grab the ball inside his own 5-yard line, brings it straight up the middle here across the 15 out to about the 17-yard line. And that's where the Schuyler Warriors will start. They have run, two series so far, three plays and out on each one. Tiger defense playing well, and the offense moving up and down the field, and we'll see what Hastings High can do now on defense. First down and 10 to bring the ball out to the 11, officially, at the 11-yard line. So, again, Schuyler will start things off here from their own 11 as they will go right up the pipe there. Running the football there for the Warriors is going to be Jake Cole. Cole, the senior running back, 6-foot, 180-pounder. None of these guys that we're seeing for Schuyler saw much playing time a season ago. For instance, the guy we had right there, Jake Cole, he had 3 receptions last year for 55 yards. Narnik, the quarterback, had 3 carries for 11 yards a season ago. Here's Omar Rodriguez trying to get outside, and he's chopped down. Over there defensively for Hastings High, Matt Karloff, the Mike linebacker there for Hastings High. Karloff was one of the guys to get over there, but he had plenty of help. Also over there for Hastings High was Jackson Powers, one of the outside linebackers for Hastings. A pickup of a couple of yards in the play. The football out here down to the 25-yard line. So it's third down. Actually, they started that drive on the 21-yard line. There's a pass across the middle. It's nearly intercepted. Right in the hands of Brady Mickey, but he could not pull it down there. Mickey, right in the center of the field, right in his hands. No one around in green shirts, but Mickey probably had the best play on the ball right there.
But let's give him credit. That's probably the worst guy that could have got his hands on, because it's one hand and one cast, as he's got a cast on. You get some more information on that, but Geiger out there playing with a cast on his left hand, just wasn't able to bring the ball down, but that would have been a nice interception inside Schuyler territory. But Rodriguez to punt again for the Warriors.
Mickey with the cast on his arm.
Yeah.
Here's the fair catch called for. It's down here at the 40-yard line. Back there was Tyler Rebarger. Yeah, actually, a Mickey playing with a cast on his left arm. That was an injury from last football season. Thought it was a sprained wrist throughout the football season. Didn't get an x-ray. Got into the soccer season last year, and finally jammed one of his fingers on that hand, so they went in and x-rayed it, and they found out he had a broken wrist. They thought he was going to come back at the beginning of 2 days. Something else happened, so they put another cast on the wrist, and he just finally got back. But he's not going to play any offense for a while until they can get the cast off of there. Just tough to handle the football. He'll play mostly on defense here to start the season, but Mickey nearly had that interception. But Hastings High holds on defense. First down and 10 now for the Tigers. on their own 40-yard line. Rebarger again, option play. Gets outside, 40, 45, 50. Here he goes again, 45, 40, down the sideline, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Tyler Rebarger. This time he goes 60 yards for a touchdown, and bam! Just like that, Hastings Island top 20-0.
Well, he's an outstanding track star, running the 800, qualified for the state track meet last year, and I believe getting a medal the year before as a freshman qualified. But again, just good blocking up front. He just took it simply off right tackle, and there was all kinds of room out there. And Tyler's not going to get brought down. He's one of the faster Tigers out there, and he got to the outside, and he flat got the job done. 60 yards, the Tigers shocking the Warriors here early.
Here's Mickey in there again for the extra point. Ball is down, and the kick is up. Goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. Hastings High has had the ball three times. They have scored three times here in the first quarter of play. 3:18 to play opening period. My, oh, my. Hastings High out on top of the Schuyler Warriors. Hastings 21, Schuyler nothing.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Schuyler. Hastings High on top of Schuyler. 3:18 to play here in the first quarter. 21-0 Hastings over the Warriors. Some impressive drives so far for Hastings.
Yeah, we'll be looking at the numbers all night. The Tigers out rolling early. 207 total yards of offense, 136 on the ground, 71 through the air. Tyler Rebarger, 4-4 passing for 71 yards. He has accounted for 174 yards of the 207 for the Tigers so far tonight.
All right, here comes the kickoff again. This is Rodriguez bringing the ball back. 30, 35, out to about the 40 to the 41-yard line. Tackle made on special teams by Patrick Opperman. So Rodriguez brings the ball up for Schuyler, and we'll see what the Warriors can do now. They've done absolutely nothing so far offensively in this first quarter.
Nine plays, 14 yards, three and outs. The Tiger defense has done the job. Really the only dim spot so far for the Tigers is the special teams. They've allowed a couple of big kickoff returns. This one here brings the ball all the way out to the 40-yard line.
All right, we'll see what Schuyler can do. Here's a handoff again to Rodriguez, and he is buried in the backfield. Trenton Hallmeyer, like he was in the huddle right there, Jimmy, swarms in there, and Trenton Hallmeyer, a 6'1", 215-pound senior, end of the stop there for Hastings High. Jackson Powers right there as well, a linebacker for Hastings High. No gain in the play, second down and 10.
Well, we talked about Haltmeyer earlier here in the first quarter about how he's the mainstay of that offensive defensive line. It's tough to be a lineman to play both ways. But he come in, and Coach talked about a lot of guys working hard in the weight room. Haltmeyer was one of them, and you can see he's just bigger than he was last year. Really gets off the ball well.
Here's Jake Cole in the stretch play to the far side. He brings it across the 40-yard line out to about the 43. Not much there. The Tiger defense in pursuit. We'll give him a pickup of 2 yards in a play. And now Schuyler looking at a third down and long situation again. Third down and about 7 yards to go. Cody Newland, the defensive end on the left side. Newland, the 5'7", 195-pound junior. And on the stop for the Tiger D. Third down and 7 yards to go. The football is pushed out here to the 44-yard line. Ball is on the far side hash. Backs are in the I formation. Two tight ends here as Justin Belnonik is under center. He turns and hands the ball away to Jake Cole, the first man through, and he brings it to the 45, maybe to the 46, and he's stacked up right there. Picking up 2 yards in the play. Again, the tackle is made in there by Matt Karloff, the Mike linebacker for Hastings High. We'll give him a yard, maybe two on the play, but Schuyler again will be forced into punt formation here.
Well, and I tell you, Schuyler is just trying to muscle the football right up on the interior of this Hastings High defense, and they are just getting the job done very well up front as we got penalty flags. Tyler Rebarger back to return this punt for Hastings High, but really the defense really doing a nice job so far. They have allowed Schuyler 17 yards of total offense here in the first quarter.
Yeah, we thought when we put the spot chart together this week that Hastings High would be able to control the line of scrimmage, and we have seen that really on both sides of the football tonight. So both the offensive and defensive lines doing a great job. But here comes the penalty now against Hastings High. It's going to be an illegal substitution against Hastings. They needed 5 yards for the first down. So they mark off the penalty against Hastings High, and I think that's going to be the first down of the ball game for Schuyler as they bring the ball to the Tiger 49. So on a third down situation here. Skyler, actually a fourth down situation. Skyler was lined up to punt the football. A penalty, illegal substitution on Hastings. 5-yard penalty marched off against Hastings, so that gives Skyler new life for the Tiger 49-yard line. Handoff again is going to go to Jake Cole, and he's buried. Boy, nothing but white shirts. Look at him. One, two, three, four white shirts getting up, knocking down Jake Cole. You saw Lambers in there for Hastings High and a bunch of other ones in there for the Tigers. Little, if any, gain. We'll give him a half a yard. Second down and about nine for Skyler.
Yeah, again, you see Casey Lammers getting up. He was a starter last year for Coach, and he's, again, a lot of work in the weight room. Casey just looks a lot bigger than he did last year. And, boy, all the white shirts, a lot of flow to the football. The Tiger D looking good tonight.
All right, here's a pitch back again. Rodriguez, he's got the ball at the 50, crashes forward to the 49, and down he goes. A loss of a yard in a play there by Omar Rodriguez. Hastings High stumps that play. So Skyler now looking at third down situation here at about 9 yards to go, as well as the Hastings High offense has looked, Jimmy, dittos for the same side of the ball here, the different side of the ball. The Tiger defense has looked real well, playing real well here tonight against Skyler.
Well, they really do. And you look in that defensive secondary back there, Tyler Rebarger, the safety, Patrick Opperman's over there. We talked about Lammers. He's one of the linebackers back there. And also back on defense, Austin Gittison playing a lot last year. So just a lot of speed back there. And, boy, they're just going to be tough to get anywhere outside on this Tiger defense.
All right, here's Milnarnik now. He wants to throw the football, rolls to his left, puts some air up in it to a left sideline. It's going to be incomplete. Overthrows his man, Omar Rodriguez. For Skyler, back there for Hastings High defensively was Patrick Opperman, number 11. And now we got 1.2 seconds to play here in the first quarter. And Skyler now looking at a fourth down situation again. Fourth down and about 9 yards to go.
That was 6 foot four on 5 foot six. This Patrick Opperman, he's a big fella out there on the outside doing a nice job running stride for stride with Rodriguez and doing a good job defensively. And we'll see Skyler punt here with 1.2 seconds left.
They will get it away here, and it's going to be a good kick. It's going to backtrack Tyler Rebarger. Lets it go over his head, and it takes a Skyler bounce. A nice punt there. It's going to be blown dead down here at about the 10 or 11-yard line. But we got a penalty flag back on field right at the line of scrimmage.
Well, this was Jackson Powers back there. Usually the last one that throws a punch is the one that gets the flag, and that's going to be the case as a personal foul on Jackson Powers, number 18. Him and I believe Cole were back there going at it on the ground and at about the 45-yard line, and that's where the flag sets. This will go against the Tigers. We are at the end of the first quarter, but we'll see what they do here.
It occurred after the change of possession, so Hastings will finally get penalized half of the distance to the goal line, which will push them back to about the 5-yard line, but that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play here in Skyler tonight. Very impressively, Hastings High out on top of the Skyler Warriors. They have had the ball three times. They have scored three times. After one quarter, we'll take a break with the score. Hastings High 21, Skyler nothing.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Skyler. Hastings High is out on top after one quarter. The score is 21-0. Some other scores for you. Seward is leading Aurora. Huskies ranked number 2 in the Lincoln Journal Star preseason poll, but Seward draws first blood on the Huskies tonight, 7-0. Donovan Trumbull, 6, and Ravenna, 6. Adams Central out on top of Sydney by a score of 7-0.
Mike, looking at some first quarter numbers, very impressive for the Hastings High Tigers. Tyler Rebarger, 4-of-4 passing, 71 yards. He's got one touchdown pass, that to Will Reimer of 25 yards. The Tigers have rushed it 8 times, 136, so 207 of total offense in the first quarter and 5 first downs for Skyler. Not much going offensively there. 0-of-3 passing, only 11 carries for 17 yards. for the Warriors and one first down. By the way, Tyler Rebarger in the first quarter, Mike, 5 carries, 103 yards, 2 touchdowns. He's also thrown one. Not bad for the first start, and I know there had to be butterflies all through that house because I know Grandpa and Grandma are in town, and they're here watching the game. So, Tyler, off to a good start.
I have a hasty sign now following the penalty right at the end of the first quarter. Going to be bunched inside their own 5-yard line here. Half of the distance to the goal line, so they're going to bring the ball back to about the 4-yard line. Hastings High now working from our right to our left. So in their shadows of their own goalpost here as we start the second quarter. The Tigers out on top of a score of 21-0. As Hastings High just goes with a straight handoff right up the pipe there, getting a little breathing room there for a couple of yards. Banging the ball out there for the Tigers. Was
Herringer.
Yeah, Herringer carrying the ball there. Again, this is the end of the field that we have an obstructed view.
Well, at least the sun has worked its way behind the press box. You know, we get ourselves into some unique situations each and every year. This one here was a good one. We've got a table duct taped to the top row of the bleachers. It's nothing but the best here at Schuyler, huh?
VIP section all the way.
Yeah, we've got our own little caution tape keeping us caged in.
21-0, Hastings High on top. It's a handoff there. Big, big hole across the 10 to the 15 to the 20, out to the 23-yard line. Running the football there again, Austin Herringer. Could have drove a Mack truck through that, baby. That was a quick hitter off of the right side as Herringer brings the ball out there for a first down and more. So the 190-pound senior gives Hastings High a little breathing room now as they bring the ball out across the 20, out to the 22-yard line. Good run there by Austin Herringer.
4 carries now for Herringer and 54 yards, so a good night for him. And, boy, he's just a big kid in there. But a good job by the line right off the right side. Picks up 21 on that one.
Here's Rebarger. He wants to throw, and he's going to be sacked. Penalty flag goes down. Probably a hold here on Hastings as Rebarger is sacked for the first time here this season. That's John Parsons coming in there from the end position here on the right side. John Parsons, the 5'11", 195-pound junior, slips through there and sacks Tyler Rebarger for the first time here tonight. But a penalty flag goes down, and we're going to have a penalty here against Hastings. So not only do they get this sack, there's a penalty against the Tigers. That's the second penalty called on Hastings so far.
Third.
Actually, the third penalty. Did not have a lot of miscues in the sports drink scrimmage that we watched last week, but they've been nailed with 3 so far already here in this first half, and they'll talk with the Schuyler captains here tonight. High school football tonight on 1230 KHIS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. 2011 season opener tonight with Hastings High. Tigers on the road here in the Schuyler. 3 possessions in the first quarter, 3 touchdowns, 21-0. Hastings has got the lead. They're going to define the penalty on the Tigers, so they'll take the sack. A loss in the play of about 5 yards as they bring the ball back to the 23-yard line. Second down and 15 as Rebarger gives it on the reverse play to this side. Running the football is going to be Rosin trying to get outside, and now he runs out of real estate, and he is chopped down here on the sideline right in front of the Schuyler bench. Rosin brings the ball from the about the 23 out to about the 33-yard line, but because of the sack of the previous play, Hastings still looking at a third down situation here. Third down at about 3 yards to go. They bring the ball out to the 33, and the Tigers now will send it a play off of the far sideline.
Good play fake by Rebarger as he rolled to the right side, just handed on the reverse to Rosin. And Rosin, with some good speed for the Tigers, gets to the outside, picks up nearly 13 yards, and setting up this third down play here. I don't know whether we got some equipment issues down there. It looks like the official's looking at Tyler. Yeah, I think we do some equipment problems.
Tyler. Tyler Rebarger is waiting for the play to come in, evidently, as the officials are okay with everything that's going equipment-wise there. Now the Tigers break huddle here. Hastings High will run the play. Third down at about 5 yards. Actually, it's going to be more like 3 yards to go. The clock manager here tonight, not very trustworthy. I can tell that already. So it's third down and 3. Now the Tigers are going to be penalized for an illegal procedure call. So now it's third down and 8.
Well, we got talking how good the line had played in the first quarter, and now they just they give up a sack, and then somebody up front moved early. So what was a 3rd and 3 is going to bring up, that's going to tack on 5 more yards. So it'll be, what about a 3rd and 8 here for Hastings High with 10:26 left to go till halftime, but the Tigers out 21-0.
They have not yet marked off the penalty. Now they have. Illegal procedure against Hastings, so they bring the ball back to about the 28. So third down, and we'll call it about 8 yards to go. Third down and 8. The ball is at the 28-yard line of Hastings High. The Tigers right to left here in the second quarter of play. Both ends in tight. Now a man goes in motion. That's Rosin. They fake the pitch to him. Rebogger wants to throw. Rolls to his right. Cocks the arm. Throws it downfield. It's going to be tipped and early intercepted. Trying to take it to Lammers over there. In fact, a couple of Tiger receivers were over there at about the 45-yard line. That would have been enough for a first down, but Rebogger throws that one a little bit high. Lammers could not come down with it. A lot of green jerseys around the point of attack over there.
Yeah, he was looking. Tyler was looking down deep. He had Jaden Lacy running right down the middle of the field, but he was covered up very well. And then looking to the right side, I think a couple of pass patterns run wrong because Herringer and Geiger were over there, as well as Lammers. Three white jerseys were all right in the same area, and Tyler just tried to force it in. His first incomplete, and we'll bring Patrick Opperman in now to punt for the Tigers. First punt of the evening.
Yeah, fourth down and 8 yards to go. He sings with the ball on their own 28-yard line. Opperman has got it, and he's going to get the ball away. It bounces here at about the 44, down to about the 40, down to about the 39, where it's touched there by Will Reimer, and that's where Skyler is going to punt. So that's the first time tonight the Tiger offense has been stifled here. First time that they have been stopped at about a 33-yard punt. Opperman's got one of those soccer-style kicks. You don't know if he's going to take off and run, but he kind of gets the ball in his hand, starts to run to his right, and all of a sudden kicks it downfield. So never can tell. Huh?
Yeah, got a pretty good roll. The ball goes just inside the 40-yard line where Skyler will set up shop. 10:05 left to go here till halftime.
There's Rodriguez busting through there. No, a new man is in there carrying the ball there for Skyler. It's going to be Kalen Kasich carrying the ball. Kasich's a 5'11", 145-pound sophomore. And he takes the ball right up the gut there for about 9 yards. So now Kasich is into the ball game for Skyler. Their number one offense didn't do much, so maybe their coaching staff think they get some new guys in there.
Yeah, biggest play from line of scrimmage so far for Skyler. That will give him nearly 9 yards on that carry.
They go to the barrel and eye. The pitchback comes here to Rodriguez trying to get outside. 45-50. He's going to be open. 45-40. 35-30. 25-20. Down to sideline. 15, and he's run down and run out of bounds. Rodriguez carrying the ball there. Finally run down by Hastings High's Austin Gittison. But a nice run there by Rodriguez. They ran out of the Maryland I formation that time. Rodriguez was the third man, the trailing back in that Maryland I. Got outside on the Hastings I defense, took it down the sideline, and a first down, their best play by far so far tonight.
Yeah, some good blocking on the outside. They're able to get Rodriguez. He shows his speed, goes 34 yards off the right side, down to the Tigers 16. So this is the first threat from the Warriors tonight.
There's a handoff to Jake Cole, the number two back in that Maryland I. He goes straight up the gut there before he runs into a Casey Lammers of Hastings I. We'll give him a pickup of a couple on the play. Second down and 8 yards to go. The football is down to about the 14-yard line of Hastings. So this is the first time tonight Skyler has been in the run zone. They use a big run there by Omar Rodriguez. So it's second down, 8 yards to go. Skyler with the ball at the Hastings 14. Under 9 minutes to play here. Now a fumbled snap and falling back on the football is going to be Nardic. Well, that thing was on the turf for a while. Hastings, I may be on top of the football. I don't think so. Nardic got back on top of it there. But wait on the turf for a second or two.
Yeah, Brady Binky actually come up and tossed the football to the official, but evidently they'd ruled it being down.
All
the
right.
Quarterback, yeah, laid on the ground for a long time.
A loss of a yard in the play, so now it's third down and 9 yards to go. The ball back out to the 15-yard line. Third down, 9 yards to go. Here's a pitch back to Rodriguez. He fumbles the football. Now a big stack up back here. Big stack up back here at about the 18-yard line, and I think Skyler got back on top of it again. So consecutive plays, they have fumbled the football, and again for the second time tonight, second straight play. Hastings comes up with the football, but they rule it Skyler's way. Patrick Opperman came up with the ball. He flips it to the official.
Yeah, I don't quite know what evidently they're ruling him down pretty early, but Skyler coming away, two consecutive fumbles, and now they've got the O'Shivy in reverse. Going to ring up a fourth down and 13 for Skyler. The ball spotted out at the 20-yard line of Hastings High.
I think we're going to have a field goal attempt.
Yeah.
This is going to be Daniel Maganda into the football game now for Skyler to attempt a field goal attempt of 23 yards. The snap comes back. It comes through the holder's hands. It's picked up by Maganda, and he's going to be nailed into play. Boy,
wow.
Skyler had a golden opportunity down there, Jimmy. That was probably the three worst plays we have seen in a long time. A fumble snap from center, then a fumble pitch. They try a field goal attempt. The ball comes back right in the snapper's hands. It goes right to his fingertips, picked up by the kicker. Kickers are not supposed to run with the ball or pass with it. That's the golden rule. And Maganda was nailed into play, a huge loss, and the Tigers get the ball.
Yeah, and a good job by Brady Minkey in there defensively to bring the punter down. Trenton Hallmeyer coming and making sure that he did not gain any additional yards. So the Tiger defense stands tall. They take the ball over at the their own 32-yard line here. 7:35 left to go in the first half.
All right, Rebarger comes back out, hands the ball away, straight up the gut, fighting for some running room. There is Austin Herringer. He's not going to get much. Herringer brings it across the 35 out to about the 38-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Chase Haran, a 6-foot, 180-pound sophomore, a defensive lineman there for Skyler. We'll give him a pickup, though, of about 6 yards as he fights his way out there from the 32 out to the 38-yard line. Hastings High with 7:10 to play here in the second quarter. Tigers out on top by a score of 21-0.
Good job by Herringer's second and third effort there. He was met in the backfield about a yard deep and was able just to keep driving them big, powerful legs to pick up good positive yards. And nearly 6 yards to go here as we got penalty flags down again.
Yeah, Hastings High probably in motion here. An illegal procedure call against the Tigers. They were running another play there to Herringer. It looked like he had some running room off of the left side of the line, but somebody moved up front. 5-yard penalty marched off against the Tigers. And now it's going to bring up a second down in 9 situations. 6:55 to play here tonight. All the scoring so far has been in the first quarter. Hastings High out on top of the Skyler Warriors tonight by a score of 21-0 after this team beat us last year by a score of 50-15.
Yeah, this is a whole different ball game. Early Skyler got on top of Hastings High last year with a lot of turnovers. The Tigers put the ball on the ground a lot.
Here's Rebarger. Quick little throw over here to the nearest side. It's going to be caught, but not much there. A quick little pass out here for the Tigers, but not much there. That's Landon Valley into the ball game now. A wide receiver, a junior wide receiver for Rick Rebarger. A pickup of a couple of yards, but it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and 6 yards to go. Wide receiver was thought to be maybe the weak spot in this football team, but Rick really liked the way some of the guys came on during the preseason workouts, and he says it's pretty solid right now. We've seen Will Reimer. He got a touchdown pass earlier tonight, and the Valley was in there on that last play. So now it's third down and 6 yards to go. The ball is brought back out to the 36-yard line, and now we got a timeout called here on Skyler. So they didn't like the way Hastings High came up to the line of scrimmage. Not familiar with that formation, so Skyler calls the timeout. We'll take a break here and pay a bill. 6 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the second quarter. Hastings 21, Skyler nothing.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11, weekends at 8 for breakfast.
1230 KHAS.
Exeter Milligan out on top of Lawrence Nelson by a score of 42-0. Do not have your Tribune picks handy there, as Exeter Milligan is out on top of Lawrence Nelson by a score of 42-0. Speaking of scores, if you'd like to get an email update of all the scores from area high school football games, just like we do in the broadcast booth, hey, just shoot us an email at preps@kkpr.com. That's preps@kkpr.com. You can enjoy your game while staying up to date on all the high school football scores from across the state, just like we do here in the broadcast booth. So just shoot us an email and we'll get you handled at preps@kkpr.com. Third down, 6 yards to go. Ball is on the 36-yard line. That is the Hastings 36. As Hastings comes up to the line of scrimmage, Rebarger sends a man out to the wide side. And a handoff. Nope, Rebarger is going to keep him himself. Option play to the far side across the 40-yard line. Finds his way across the 44 to the 45 to the 46 before he's brought down. That's a first down. Tyler Rebarger. Nice fake inside. Tyler takes it around the right end and takes the ball to the 46. Do I see a penalty flag down? Yes, I do. A penalty flag down at the 42, and it's going to be a holding call now against the Tigers.
That is penalty number 6. That was going to be a gain of nearly 13 yards and a first down for the Tigers, but that'll nullify that. They'll bring this football back. But, again, Tyler getting loose on the right side again and showing his quick feet as he was able to get out there, pick up some good yards. It's going to be a block in the back by the Tigers.
So instead of a first down, Hastings now looking at a third down situation again, third down and long. McCook out on top of Scott's Bluff, 14-0. Minden is leading Fairbury by a score of 7-0. Scores from around the area here tonight. Aurora is now out on top of Seward by the score of 8-7. Adams Central has scored again. The Patriots now leading Sydney by the score of 13-0. That game being played out at the Patriot Field, 13-0. Adams Central has got the lead, 11 minutes to play in the second quarter. So it's third down and 10. Here's Rebarger wanting to throw the ball. Cox the arm. Now he's going to run it himself. Rebarger on the scramble across the 30. 35 breaks outside. Rebarger still on his feet, and he's knocked down here as he brings the ball across the 40 out to about the 41. I think he had to get to the 42 for the first down. So a pickup of about 9 yards in the play. He needed 10. And I think this is going to be just short of a first down, but another penalty flag back upfield here at the 25-yard line. Another hold on Hastings High.
Well, we're going to check Coach's voice box out because he's livid on the other side, not happy with his troops, as that is now the seventh penalty. All the flags tonight thrown, Mike, have gone against Hastings High. Skyler has yet to have a penalty against them, and that was going to be very, very close to a first down. That's the kind of things that kill you when you get later on in the season. Penalties just can kill you, and right now the Tigers are in reverse.
So another penalty marched off against Hastings in what appeared to be a situation that Hastings could maybe go for it on fourth down. It was fourth and probably less than a 1 yard to go. So now they have a hold on Hastings, is going to bring the ball way back. Now the Tigers looking at third down and about 2.5 area codes to go. The line of scrimmage is a 20. They're going to bring the ball out here to the 42-yard line. So it's third down and 22 yards to go for Hastings High. As the ball is pushed back here to the 20-yard line, Rebarger sends a man out wide to the right side, back to the I formation. Rebarger drops back to throw. A little quick pass out there is going to be caught by Herringer. Herringer breaks the tackle at the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, down the sideline, across the 50-yard line to the 40, down to the 35, and run down from behind. So just a little quick little pass off to the right side. That was the short side of the field. Herringer grabs it and then slipped a couple of tacklers and took the ball across the midfield stripe down to the Skyler 33-yard line where he's run down from behind. So Hastings High gets a first down on third down and 22 yards to go.
Well, and a good job by Herringer. He picked up some good blocks down in front of the Tiger bench, and they've got him listed at 190 pounds. He looks bigger than that, but a good job. That one goes for 46 yards and a first down down to the Skyler 34, 5:32 left to go here till half.
All right, here's Rebarger again. Bellies to the fullback, runs it himself. He takes it down the sideline again across the 30-yard line to the 25, down to the 20, and he's popped out of bounds. Maybe a late hit over there. We don't see a penalty flag yet, but Tyler goes sailing out of bounds. We'll see where you stepped out down around the 20-yard line. So a pickup of about, 13 yards on the play. Kassmeyer in on the stop there for the Skyler Warriors. Hastings High on the move again. They'll spot the football down to the 19-yard line. First down and 10 for the Tigers.
First down number 8, and Hastings has been really very successful off the right side. That's where Tyler's been able to get loose and have a couple of those touchdown runs in the first quarter, and that was the case there. He gets off the right side, goes to the sidelines, and still the clock moving now, 5:04, but a nice gain there of 16 for Tyler.
There's a handoff to Herringer. He bounces off of one man and cuts it into the center of the field, across the 15 to the 10, down to the 5-yard line. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Herringer takes it in from 19 yards out. That play was caught, Jimmy, right up the gut. Herringer bounces off of a would-be tackler, steps a couple of steps to his right, finds a little seam of the defense, and takes it into the end zone for the score. And the Tigers go on top by a score of 27-0.
Herringer, just a good job, just a big, powerful back. And, again, he just will not go down. And he drug a Warrior into the end zone with him as he was had a hold of him by the back of his shirt. And here's a low snap on the PAT, but they get the ball down. And the kick is off the left side, no good. So the Tigers now lead 27-0 here with 4:54, but another good job of running by Austin Herringer. Nice job for the Tigers.
I think the Tiger offense has been stopped only one time.
Yeah, one time.
So four scoring drives for Hastings High here in the first half of play. Tigers looking good. 4 minutes and 54 seconds to play. In quarter number 2, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 27, Skyler nothing.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High putting up some big numbers here in the first half in their season opener. Like what I see so far, 27-0. Hastings out on top. Brady Minkey with a cast on the left wrist here will get into the football for the Tigers. Here comes the run-up and the boot. End-over-end kick. Short one. Goes off on the far side. Bounces it about the 15. Picked up by the deep man here for Skyler as he brings the ball back across the 15, 20, 25, out to about the 27-yard line. Down on special teams for Hastings High is going to be Nick Valley down in special teams. So it's going to be Skyler taking over here. First down and 10. They will spot the football at the 27-yard line.
Not only do you like what you see, the good crowd on the far side, a nice contingency coming down from Hastings, and also the guys in the black shirt, the coaches over there, working these kids hard in two-a-days and getting them ready. They've got to be happy what they've seen. The Tigers with 337 yards of total offense to 57 for Skyler, and the Tigers are on the verge of having 200-yard rushers right now before half.
Here's a first down call, and the Tiger defense stuffs that. They go to the first man through the hole there, and that's a Maryland I formation. That's a Kalen Kasich again, and the Tigers stuff that around the line of scrimmage. We'll call it second down, maybe a half a yard gain in the play. For the benefit of the doubt, we'll take a one-yard gain. Second down at 9, clock running with 4:27 to play here in the second quarter. It was 82 degrees at game time here tonight. Not a cloud in the sky. Winds out of the northeast at 1 mile an hour. Second down, 9 yards to go. There's Milnarnik. He wants to throw the football. He's going to be sacked. He's going to be stacked back here at the 20-yard line. And busting through there for Hastings will be Ty Anderson, number 86. So the first sack of the season is given to Ty Anderson. He sacks the quarterback, Justin Milnarnik, back here. Huge loss in the play back to the 20-yard line. A loss of 8 yards, and now it's third down and 17 yards to go for Skyler.
Ty Anderson doing a good job playing defensive end tonight for Rick Rebarger. Was able to break loose from the tackle and get in there very deep. A good job for the first sack of the season.
There's a quick pitch to Rodriguez trying to bring it to the short side of the field, and he picks up a yard, maybe two. Rebarger over there defensively again for Hastings High. Now we're going to have a timeout called here. Yeah, Hastings wants to conserve some time here, maybe try to get back into the end zone before this first half comes to an end. So Tigers will burn a timeout. 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings High 27, Skyler nothing.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Fourth down and 13 yards to go for Skyler. They got the ball on their own 24-yard line. And now Skyler will punt the football away as Justin Milnarnik will drop back into a punt formation. Fourth down and long. Fourth and 13 for their own 24.
Gittison and Reimer now back deep to return. This Tyler Rebarger had been returning all the punts. This one here will be Reimer.
He's going to stop back here and pick up the ball at the 35. Back to the 40, 45 to the 50. Eludes the man at the 45-yard line and brings the ball down to about the 43. So a nice return there by Will Reimer. And Hastings now with a shot here with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the second quarter. The Tigers already on top by the score of 27-0. As we look in at the ball game in Aurora, the Huskies are out on top of Seward by the score of 14-7. 14-7, Aurora has now got the lead over Seward. By the way, we'll have all the scores again this season on the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Immediately following our games tonight, Blaine Bulis and Tyson Evronik will be back at the KHAS Sports Studios. There's a pitch back as they sweep it right side and running the football there for Hastings High. The Tigers get Matt Geiger back into the ball game. Geiger across the 40, down to the 35-yard line to the 34. So a pickup of 9 yards in the play there by Matt Geiger. Everybody getting in the act here tonight, Jimmy.
Well, just looking at it, we've had 5 different ball carriers tonight, and that's going to be one bonus if they can keep them healthy, is all the running backs that Rick has on the squad. Jake Rosin's in there, Herringer. You've got the necessity, if you needed to, you could go back to Casey Lambers as he was a running back last year. They're just real deep at running back.
There's a throw. It's going to be on the money again. Jake Rosin grabs the ball at the 25 to the 20, down the sideline, 15, down to the 10, down to the 5-yard line, down to the 3-yard line. Jake Rosin with a nice catch there. Takes it down the right sideline and takes the ball all the way down inside the 5-yard line to the 3. And now the Tigers still with plenty of time here in the second quarter. 2:37 to play. A completed pass there goes from Rebarger to Jake Rosin.
Yeah, Jake Rosin doing a nice job down the far sidelines, breaking a couple of tackles. Takes that one 30 yards downfield. The ball down to the 5, 2:32. Plenty of time left to go here. First and goal for Tyler Rebarger and the troops.
All right, Tyler comes up to the line of scrimmage. He hands the ball away to Herringer. Herringer battles down there inside the 3, down to about the 2. Austin Herringer getting the call there, the 6-foot, 190-pound senior. Ran for 284 yards for the Tigers a season ago. By that time, he takes the ball down to the 2-yard line. So, again, Hastings High knocking on touchdown door here. Late in the second quarter, already leading by a score of 27-0.
7 carries, 80 yards for Herringer, 1 touchdown already tonight.
Now you got Herringer and Jake Rosin in the backfield. As a Tyler Rebarger is going to go straight up the pipe, and he's going to take it into the end zone for the touchdown. A quarterback sneak there as Rebarger takes it in from 3 yards out. He scores with 1:53 to play, and Hastings High can do no wrong. Jimmy, 33-0, the Tigers have the lead.
7 carries, 122 yards. He's run for 3 and thrown for 1. Pretty good starting night out of the gates. That line just does a great job. He gets right in behind Trenton Hallmeyer, and he was able to get it across the goal line. So the Tigers extend their lead 33-0. Now we're waiting for Brady Minkey running out late on the field here.
Yeah, with a tee in hand. Here's the ball. It's going to be down, and the kick is going to be blocked this time. So Hastings with some problems there on the special teams. The extra point team is all lined up, ready to go, except they didn't have a kicker. Minkey comes in running on at the last second with the pad in hand, puts the pad down, gets the kick away, and then it's blocked. So a couple of miscues there. Hastings High missing a point after touchdown. Their last touchdown, that time the PAT was blocked. But nevertheless, Hastings High has got the lead. We'll take a break. 1:53 to play in the second quarter. Hastings 33, Schuyler nothing.
Long ago, the great giant socket wrench came down from on high to proclaim...
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Keep your car or light truck in tip-top shape. Visit Tice Auto Care. For over 35 years, people have trusted Tice Auto Care for everything from tune-ups to overhauls. It's because they do the job right at a fair price, and they stand behind their work. So next time, visit the pros at Tice Auto Care. Corner of 3rd in Denver downtown. Call 462-8573. And remember,
maintenance is cheaper than repair.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Let us know. Leave a voicemail at 308-646-0506.
As we come back again, some problems over there picking up the kickoff on the far sideline. Michael Swanson finally gets it under control, brings it back to the center of the field where he runs into Matt Geiger and Chester, Schuyler is going to start back here in their own territory. Back around the 17-yard line.
Well, we knew coming into this year there was a lot of high hopes around Tiger Camp with the way everybody hit the weights and was working out, getting ready for this season. But, boy, to come out, 380 yards of total offense here in the first half for Hastings High.
All right, here's a play again to a Rodriguez, and he's going to go nowhere. Boy, the Hastings High defensive line just dominating the line of scrimmage. Schuyler can go absolutely nowhere, and busting through there that time for Hastings High was that Mike linebacker again. In Matt Karloff. Karloff, a 6'2", 215-pound junior. A gain of 1 yard in the play. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt there again. So a second down and 9 yards to go. Ball back out to the 18-yard line. A buck 19 left here in the second quarter of play.
Well, we talk about how good that defense has been. They've only given up 53 yards of total offense here this first half.
And one of them was on a long running play. Here's a play that's across the 25 out to about the 26. Running the football there was the Kalen Kasich. Case it can be a few yards short of a first down, though. That's going to bring up a third down situation, third down and a couple. So third down and 2 yards to go. Football is out to the 26-yard line. Schuyler's moving from our left to our right here in the second period. Not too anxious to get up to the line of scrimmage. They're staring the clock down in the end zone. We're down to 45 seconds to go. As Milnarnik is up under center, draw play. It's going to go again to... They're a tailback. That's going to be Kalen Kasich carrying the ball. He's going to have enough for a first down as he bangs his way out across the 30 out to the 31-yard line. Matt Karloff, again, the guy at the bottom of the stack there for the Hastings High Tigers. Now we're down to 35 seconds to go. The clock has stopped momentarily as they move the chains off of the far side. Minden is out on top of Fairbury, 19-0, 7:41 to play in the second quarter. Adams Central is leading Sydney 21-0 there in the second quarter. Here's Milnarnik. He wants to throw the ball. Does so to the far side. It's going to be caught right there on the sideline. They bring the ball out across the 40, out to the 43-yard line. The reception is made over there by Cole Beebe. Beebe, a 5'8", 140-pound wide receiver, as he catches the ball there, but it's going to be a little bit too late. 17 seconds to play here in quarter number two.
Boy, and Casey Lammers almost got in there to bring the quarterback down for a huge loss there, but he was able to break free, deliver a nice pass, gain of 12 on the first down.
Here's Minornik. He's going to throw the ball. That one's going to be chipped, and it's going to be cut down here at the 35-yard line. That's Rodriguez now with a half a second to play. That time, Minky was burned on the play. That should have been a touchdown, Jimmy, but a nice play there by Brady Minky.
Yeah, Minky able to get up into the air and just touch the football. But Rodriguez doing a nice job concentrating. He was on his back. He was able to make the reception. We got a timeout here with 0.2 seconds left to go till halftime.
Minky got up there with his one good hand.
Yeah.
He got behind Brady, and Brady with a lunge there at the last second. Just got his little pinkies on the ball there. It chips it, but Rodriguez comes down with it falling down. I'm laying on the back. Is flat on his back here. Nice reception by Schuyler. They get the ball down to the Hastings 35-yard line. They got time for one play, basically.
Yeah, just a Hail Mary. The winning their head coach out there drawing something up. I'm sure it'll be something back deep, and you can already see that the guys are going deep in that secondary for Hastings High. Opperman back there. Minky's going to go back there deep again. Be a host of guys back there fairly deep.
All right, so 0.2 of a second to play. Line of scrimmage is the 35-yard line of Hastings. Minornik now fumbles the snap, and he's just got to fall on top of the football. And that's going to be the end of the first half of play. Schuyler, I'm sure, is going to be anxious to get into the locker room. They have done absolutely nothing so far in this football game. So they attempt to run one last play here in the second quarter to maybe get a Hail Mary touchdown, but the quarterback, Minornik, fumbles the ball coming out from the center, and the quarter is over and the half is over. Hastings High very impressively with the lead here at halftime. We'll take a break for the score. Hastings 33, Schuyler nothing.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the halftime show is brought to you by Tice Auto Care, your full-service total car care center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls, Tice Auto Care can do it all. With over 36 years in business, you can trust that Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care can keep your vehicle in tip-top shape. Tice Auto Care at 3rd in Denver in Hastings. Hastings High out on top of the Schuyler Warriors tonight at halftime. The score is 33-0. McCook is out on top of Scott's Bluff 21-0 there at halftime. Ravenna leading Donovan Trumbull 14-6 there at halftime tonight. Gothenburg and Ord, they are scoreless at halftime. Adams Central out on top of Sydney by a score of 21-0. Lincoln Southeast 10, Lincoln Southwest 6. They've got 4:11 to play in the first half. And again, Hastings out on top of Schuyler by a score of 33-0. Here at halftime. Hastings High scoring in the first three possessions here tonight, getting a 25-yard touchdown pass from Tyler Rebarger to Will Reimer on the second play of the ball game. Point after good. Hastings led 7-0. Next series, Tyler Rebarger goes in from 11 yards out, makes it 14-0. Rebarger adds a 60-yard touchdown run on the third series. PAT good, just like that. Hastings out on top, 21-0. Tigers getting a 19-yard touchdown run from Austin Herringer with 4:55 to play in the second quarter to make it 27-0. And then a 3-yard quarterback sneak by Tyler Rebarger, 33-0. Hastings High has got the lead tonight over the Schuyler Warriors. Coming up next, we've got a interview I did yesterday with the publisher and editor of the Heartland Prep Report, and Bob Jensen, he's the high school guru, so to speak, in the state of Nebraska. We'll get his view on some of the high school football teams from around the state of Nebraska. We'll take a break, and we'll check in with the interview with Bob Jensen as we're at halftime on the Tice Auto Care halftime show here tonight on 1230 KHIS. It's Hastings 33 and Skyler nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
And we're at halftime of tonight's Hastings High Skyler football game. We'll spend a couple of minutes like we do each and every year with the publisher of the Heartland Prep Report, Bob Jensen. He joins us to kind of kick off the season. It's always nice to get you on, Bob. Hi there.
Good to be on with you, Michael. Thank you.
I'll tell you what, we're going to kind of scan around the area and find out your feelings on some of the area football teams as we get cranked up for the 2011 football season. We'll start off with the three Hastings schools, Bob. We're with the Hastings High Tigers tonight. What do you think?
Well, I tell you what, I think there's a lot of reason to be optimistic this year. A lot of experience back from a playoff team. That's got to be an awfully good place to start. What Hastings wants to do, of course, is avoid the kind of start they had last year. Got off to a tough start, but they closed really well. Got a really tough draw in the playoffs, but they were in the playoffs, and that's an awfully good an awfully good foundation for this season.
Speaking of playoffs, we got Hastings Saints to say they don't open until next week. They play at Kearney Catholic in week number one.
Yeah, that's a tricky little game. Saints Cecilia, the amount of talent that has walked out the door the last 3 years there is mind-boggling. But they've still got a lot of the pieces back. The one place Coach Tesmer wants to shore up is in the offensive line, actually, which seems kind of strange to be talking about when you're talking about Saints Cecilia. But they've got a lot of pieces back, and Phil Hamburger is one of the most dynamic athletes, to say nothing of skill players in the state of Nebraska. So he's an awfully good place to start building around. Kearney Catholic, though, is a good football team, and that's a veteran football team. Even though it's still young in spots, got a lot of really good younger players. That's going to be a little bit of a trick coming out of the gate.
Bob, does Saints Cecilia have enough to make another run?
Well, they do, but I got to be honest, Mike, when I look at the classes, and I've said this a couple times now, C2 to me is the deepest class. There's some really good teams, and there's a lot of them. I mean, when we looked at the top 10, and again, Kearney, to backtrack just a second, Kearney Catholic is our number 10 rated team, but when you looked at that class, you could take the next, I don't know, four or five teams and probably wind up having them rated and be able to feel pretty good about it. So it's a deep class, and Saint Cecilia is going to have its hands full, but it is, after all, Saint Cecilia. So, nothing should surprise you.
Bob, another team I like that kind of came out on the radar screen last year when I covered them a couple of times was Donovan Trumbull. What do you think there?
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of that, Mike, I think we'd agree on that, is that senior class. That senior class is deep, is experienced. If you're gonna get to the highest heights, you've got to have a pony to hitch your wagon to. And Garrett Bundy is an outstanding football player, the two-way lineman for Donovan Trumbull. They've got nice skill players back. And again, when you've got that much senior experience, and again, we're talking about not only a playoff team, but a team that won a playoff game last year. So, Donovan Trumbull, you're right on. I think Donovan Trumbull could be a team that maybe wins a couple playoff games before they're done this year.
And then, Bob, we got to Adams Central, Bill Carlin back out there with the Patriots.
Well, as long as Bill and his staff are coaching that program, they're going to be good. This year there's going to be more untested players than usual that will be in the lineup. but there's every reason to believe that they're going to wind up being successful. To what degree? A lot of that's going to depend on how those younger players develop. I look for them to be good. I don't look for them to necessarily be great, but they're going to be the kind of team, as always. Nobody wants to sign up to play Adams Central, okay, because that's an all-day sucker. It doesn't matter who's on the roster.
We're talking with Bob Jensen, the publisher of Huskerland Prep Report, here at halftime of the Hastings High Skyler football game tonight. We'll go into some classes, Bob. First of all, we'll start off at the bottom in Class D2. You always got to contend with the Giltner Hornets down there. What do you think?
Well, Giltner, with that University of Iowa scholarship winner, Drew Ott, that's a great story. I am just so happy about that. Drew's a great kid. He's a very talented athlete. And Giltner's going to be good. Now, Giltner is going to have to develop some depth because they lost a lot of pieces last year. They're going to do some shuffling, try and get some of their best athletes in position to handle the ball a lot. They're going to be in the mix a lot. But I'll tell you what, D2 at the start of this year looks a lot like the D2 looked at the end of last year. So again, that'll be they'll be in the hunt.
You've got Howells ranked number one in Class D2 to start the season. Going on to a D1, Creighton is number one the preseason there, but you've got Kennesaw up there at number two.
Yeah, I do. You know, now here, this is an interesting case, Mike. Kennesaw's got good athletes, and Kennesaw again, a team that's got a star player. You know, it's a team that needs to maybe have a breakthrough win in the postseason. It needs to, because I think that's the kind of team that once it gets going, it's got a chance to do some damage. Snitzler, quarterback, is an outstanding athlete who's really coming to his own last year. But they've got a good line. They've got good size. They're experienced on both sides of the ball. They're going to do well this year, and that's a little bit of a projection. That's not, you know, you're not used to seeing Kennesaw in the top three. You're also not used to seeing Alma in the top three. Alma is a team that we have ranked at third that I think is good enough maybe to win the whole thing, but they're in the same boat. They got to believe they can do it.
In Class C2, we mentioned St. Cecilia. You got them a preseason ranked number four in your publication. Kearney Catholic number 10. Cambridge leading the stack here.
Holy moly! I mean, when I look at this class, Cambridge and St. Pat's are number one and number two. They play each other in week six. It'll, you know, if you don't have plans for that night, find a way to get to that ball game. It is going to be as good a ball game as you're going to see in a small school setting this year. But you know, Aquinas is a team with an awful lot of talent back, and Aquinas is another proven program. Bergen was in the finals last year. They're right there. I'll throw out two quick names: Tri-County and Wilbur Claytonia, two teams that are not generally talked about in terms of being great, teams that are going to battle for a state championship. But they're really good, and they could be the kind of teams that break through this year.
Class C1, you've got Minden in your top 10 at number 9, Norfolk Catholic leading the pack here.
Well, Norfolk Catholic is probably as prohibitive of preseason favorite as there is in any class with the exception of D2 where Howells is at. They're just better than everybody else. It doesn't mean that they won't lose, but they're better than everybody else. Minden, I like Minden a lot. They've got a lot of talent. They've got speed. They've got great skill players. They've got experience. And, last year, the season didn't end the way they wanted. I know that, Coach Dunn would have liked to have seen his team advance and whatnot in the playoffs. I look for them to be a handful, not only all season, but that's the kind of team, if they get hot in the playoffs, they could beat almost anybody in C1.
Bob, and then in Class B, a couple of teams we're pretty familiar with. We've been seeing these two teams up here quite a bit here as of late, Crete and Aurora. You've got them ranked 1-2.
Yeah, I didn't exactly show a lot of imagination there. But the bottom line is that Crete is, I think, the best team in Class B, but it's going to be a different kind of team. People are used to, and people in Hastings there have gotten a good look at this over the years, a power team with a big, powerful running back, running right at you, kind of wearing you down, beating you up, taking the game away from you. They're still going to be like that on defense. But on offense, they're going to throw the ball a lot more. Coach Chuck McGinnis's boy Derek is their quarterback. He's a three-year starter. He threw for 1,600 yards last year. He's big kid, 6'3", 200. They've got good receivers. They're going to throw it a lot. And as far as Aurora is obviously going to miss Tyson Brockmeyer, who for my money was as dynamic an offensive player as Class B's seen maybe ever. Which is a long time, the last time I looked, but he was really good. But they've got a big line coming back. They've got a good athlete that's going to step in a quarterback in Seth Snackenberg. And I'll tell you what, Trevor Thrall is going to be getting the ball a lot as the running back, and he's a kid with the kind of skill, he could be a real breakout player this year.
In Class A, Kearney Grand Island ranked 9th and 10th in their preseason top 10. Millard North, you got up on top of the stack here.
Yeah, as far as Millard North goes, you know, they are the defending champions. I struggled long and hard because of my, if I kind of had to maybe do that again, you know, Omaha Burke is really good, and they're hungry. They lost to Millard North 10-7 in the last minute and a half of the semifinals last year. Got a lot of important players back, and they're gonna make things real difficult. But Millard North, you know, they got back on track. They had those two seasons where they were so injured and just very un-Millard North-like. Well, they're back. They're back, and we think they're good enough to win it. And then, as far as Kearney and Grand Island goes, Mike, those are two really good teams. Class A is just crowded. Kearney is kind of a bit of a dichotomy there with those two teams because you got Grand Island with the big quarterback in Fife who's got the big arm, can get it down the field. Sam Foltz out there at wide receiver, you know, that might not be a bad play selection. Just wind up and throw it as far as you can because Foltz is as exciting and dynamic a receiver as there is in this state. And then Kearney's going to come at you with a big veteran line. They're deep. Not only do they have all five starters back, they got a couple of kids beyond the starting lineup who played an awful lot in the line. And one thing about it, those two guys, Jeff Tomlin at Grand Island and Brandon Cool at Kearney, are winning coaches. They have winning staffs. They know what to do, and they're going to be good, and they could very easily wind up further up in the top 10 than where we start them.
Bob, you're just a bushel basket full of information. We got the second half coming up. Appreciate your time. I know we'll be seeing you somewhere along the old trail here this season.
Yeah, you bet, Mike. Thanks a lot for having me on. Sure appreciate it.
All right, coming up next, we'll get to the second half kickoff. Hastings High and Schuyler tonight from 1230 KHAS.
Treat your car to a brand new set of four Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR Courser AT or AT2 tires for this summer's driving. And CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa prepaid rebate card. You heard right. Count on CPI Mr. Tire for the right tire for your vehicle, along with the right tire for the driving you do. Get to your nearest CPI Mr. Tire and take advantage of the Mastercraft Summer of Savings promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska. CPI.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
Hey, welcome back to Schuyler tonight on the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show. Hastings High out on top by a score of 33-0. The Tigers have had the ball 8 times in the first half. They have scored 7 times. They have held Schuyler only 3 first downs in the first 2 quarters of play. So the offense, Jimmy, playing extremely well tonight. The defense just as well on that side of the ball. And the Tigers have looked probably as good as they have in a long, long time here tonight in this first half.
Well, I have to agree with you. And the one thing, the blemish that I see as far as the Tigers, they got just a little bit sloppy there in the second quarter. The Tigers with 7 penalties tonight. Schuyler has yet to be penalized this evening. But, boy, if you're looking for any dark spots, that's probably the only one because offensively they're doing a tremendous job blocking. Defensively, that front line is doing a great job. As again, we talk about Trenton Hallmeyer. He's a big mainstay, and he has done a great job up there. And, boy, looking at the numbers here, it is impressive. For Schuyler tonight, their quarterback, Malarnik, has thrown for 2 of 5, only 33 yards. Schuyler has rushed the football 23 times for 66 yards, so 99 yards of total offense for the Warriors in the first half. And as Mike said, 3 first downs. You look on the side of Hastings High, we haven't seen numbers like this in years for the Tigers. Passing Tyler Rebarger, pretty good night so far for his first start in his career. 7 of 8 passing, 153 yards, 1 touchdown. The Tigers have rushed it 17 times for 227 yards, so 380 of total offense in just the first half. 9 first downs there in the first half. Individual numbers, we've got a bunch of them. Tyler Rebarger again, 7 of 8 passing, 153. He's rushed the football 7 times for 122 yards and 3 touchdowns. Those touchdowns coming from 11, 60, and 3 yards out. We look at some other individual leaders. Herringer on the evening, 7 carries, 80 yards, 1 touchdown. He also has 1 reception for 46 yards. Jake Rosin, a couple of receptions, 54 yards. and Ben Reimer in there receiving the one touchdown pass of 25 yards. He has a couple of receptions for 33 yards, but boy, you couldn't script a better start to the season. I know Coach scripts so many plays to start the game out, and boy, everything he did looks golden right now. And boy, I know there had to be a lot of talk at the dinner table with father and son leading up to this ball game, but I think Tyler has done a great job being a leader out there, and this Hastings High football team looks very, very good so far.
33-0, Hastings High out on top. Got some scores from around the area tonight that we're getting in. Crete is out on top of Grand Island Northwest by the score of 20-16. That game is close to halftime, so Crete, the number one ranked team in Class B, with a 20-16 lead over Grand Island Northwest. So the Vikings playing the Cardinals relatively tough here tonight. North Platte St. Pat's has got the lead over Bayard, and their ball game is 42-0 in that contest. And a reminder, we keep talking about the scores from around the area. We got something new for you here this year for our high school football coverage. You're listening to us at one of your high school football games here tonight. We'd like to know what's going on at your game as well. All you've got to do is call or text the score anytime throughout the night to 308-646-0506. That'll get us the score here in the broadcast center. We'll pass it along to all the listeners tonight. So just text your score or call your score in at 308-646-0506. We'll get the scores here and pass them along in our high school football coverage on 1230 KHIS. That is the Tice Auto Care halftime show here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Scott is going to kick off. Hastings High is going to bring the ball back here. So the Tigers will get the ball first to begin this second half of play. Austin Goodison brings the ball back here for Hastings High, and the Tigers are going to start on their own 32-yard line. So Hastings High has done absolutely nothing wrong, really, offensively. Is going to have another crack at things here to begin the third quarter of play. 33-0, Hastings High out on top.
Now, when you score 7 out of 8 times, you've got the football in the first half. You've done a pretty good job, and the Tigers looking for more here as we just get underway the second half.
Here's a Rebarger. He wants to throw the football, and now he's going to run it. He's going to run the option play near side. He's into the open again, 45, and slides his way out here to the 49-yard line. A pickup of about 14 yards on the play, finally covered up by a Skyler defensively, and downfield was John Parsons. Parsons has been the only guy, really the only bright spot that Skyler has had on the defensive side of the ball. He was one of the returners from a season ago, was one of their leading tacklers with 58 stops a season ago, and he gets his fourth or fifth tackle right there as Tyler Rebarger slides down right at the 50-yard line. So another first down for Hastings High. Tigers moving from our right to our left here in the third quarter to play. That's Rosin going in motion. Here's a handoff. Big hole up the middle again. Across the 40 to the 35, on his feet to the 30. 25-20, breaks it to the near sideline to the 15, down to the 10-yard line, and Russell down there. So Hastings High able to do anything they want here in the football game here tonight, running the football there for Hastings High. Was Austin Herringer. Austin Herringer picks up a big gainer there for the Tigers, and Hastings High knocking on touchdown door again down here at the 8-yard line. A pickup of 42 on the play by Austin Herringer.
Herringer now with 120 yards, so we already have two rushers for Hastings High over 100 yards. Tyler Rebarger, by the way, 138, so a good combination so far tonight.
Rebarger in the option play as he stumbles his way down to about the 6-yard line. Takes the ball up inside to Herringer that time. And takes it around the right end and stumbles his way down to about the 5, maybe to the 6-yard line. So a couple of yard gain there by Tyler Rebarger, who's having a sensational night tonight for Hastings High. 33-0. Tigers have the lead early in the third quarter. 10:50 remaining. Hastings High here in the second half trying to punch one in here early. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side for Hastings. That is Alex Olson. The Tigers with the I formation again as they hand the ball away to Herringer. Spins at the 3-yard line and takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Austin Herringer scores from 3 yards out. Spun right there at the line of scrimmage and took it around the left side. Austin Herringer takes it in for Hastings, and it's 39-0 Tigers.
8 carries, 129 yards for Herringer as he takes that one right up the middle. 2 touchdowns for him as well tonight, and the Tigers tack on 66 more yards of total offense as they go right down the field. Brady Minkey in for the point after attempt.
All right, ball is down. The kick is up, and Minkey's extra point goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. So PAT good by Minkey. Hastings tacks on one more. 10 minutes and 32 points. Nelson tonight, 58-0. Elkhorn is leading Waverly in the second quarter, 13-6. North Platte leading Lincoln High by a score of 14-0. They are 20-16. Crete the number one ranked team in Class B, having a tough time tonight at Grand Island Northwest. Rodriguez carrying the ball for about 6 yards in the play as it brings it out to the 41. So it's second down, 4 yards to go. 10:05 remaining now here in the third quarter, and there's Omar Rodriguez going to be stuffed in the backfield by Casey Lammers. Lammers comes through there, and just as Milnarnik got the ball away into the breadbasket of a round there by quarterback Justin Milnarnik, the quarterback for Skyler, draws the Tigers offsides, and that's going to give Skyler a first down here the easy way. And that's one thing that I'm sure the coach is not going to be happy about, and that's penalties. We've seen a ton of them tonight for the Tigers.
Yeah, 8 of them tonight. All of them have gone the way of Hastings High. We look at first downs for Skyler. That is their fourth first down. 2 of those first downs have come by the way of penalty.
He's on the play, and it's now second down and 12. Boy, the defense for Hastings High has been rock solid here tonight.
Well, they really have, and that play developed right out in front of us, in front of the grandstands here, and there was 3 white jerseys across the line of scrimmage. As soon as the ball was snapped, they've just done a great job getting all set up camp again.
All right, so Hastings High will have the ball. They scored in 7 out of 8 possessions in the first half. They scored on 1 out of 1 possession so far here in the second half. The clock continues to run as we're in the running clock situation here. Hastings High leading by a score of 40 to Mizorazin again in motion as Opperman hands the ball away. Big, big hole again up the middle, 45-50, 45-40, 35, breaks to the outside to the 30. Still on his feet, 25, down to the 20 and knocked down a bounce. Good nesting you want here with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the third quarter with your team out on top by a score of 40 to nothing here in the ball game. Looks like one of the offensive linemen is going to be Chris Williamson. Chris Williamson is going to be helped to his feet here. As Williamson, one of those big bodies up there on the offensive line, Jimmy, at 275 pounds, as he's going to work his way off of the field. Looks like just shaking up a little bit. He's going to go off on his own power.
Around here, understand the importance of caring for one another. Of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe.
Positive out of this one tonight. Rodriguez carrying the ball for about 3 yards as he brings it up to the 23-yard line. So Skyler now working from our right to our left here in the fourth quarter to play. All Hastings High here tonight. Pitchback comes to Cole trying to get outside. He is hit, and down he goes. Picks up a couple of yards on the play. Hastings High with some fresh bodies in the ball game. We're going to see everybody here in the ball game here tonight. Nick Valley is now in the ball game for the Tigers defensively in on the last stop.
7 yards through the air, 2 yards on the ground, 9 total yards, and 1 first down. That first down come by the way of a penalty. And like we said, the only dark spot for the Tigers would be the penalty
field tonight. So first down and 10 for Skyler. The green-clad Warriors up to the line of scrimmage. Kasich again gets the call, straight up the pipe across the 40 out to about the 41-yard line. 220-pound senior. A pickup of about 6 yards in the play on the quick hitter up the middle there, the trap play by Kasich. As he brings the ball up to about the 41, Skyler just goes.
Reserve the shutout as they are holding right now on Skyler.
I see Evan Reeves now to the ball game for Hastings up there on that defensive line. Like you said, a lot of clean shirts in there with the Tigers comfortably ahead 47-0. They're moving from our right to our left here in the fourth quarter. The clock is running with 8:18 to go. Looks like the Skyler people looking toward the scoreboard here, Jimmy, watching the clock wind down. They're waiting for the play to be called as they check their wristbands. Now they're up to the line of scrimmage. 3-point stands here on second down, 10 yards to go. A quick hitter again up the middle, and that's going to be stopped for a yard or so gain. The carrier that time was a Kasich again as he bangs it for a yard, maybe two. That's McCartney again into the stop for Hastings High defensively. Also into the ball game now was Kyle Menthiel into the ball game. He's a sophomore, 5'10", 155 pounder. So Rick going to the bench now here in this fourth and final quarter with the clock running with 3. That's going to be enough for a first down. So Skyler with their most impressive drive so far in this ball game. They've rounded out a couple of first downs, 3 first downs here on this drive.
Yeah, no
plan into the ball game. There's going to be Kenny O.J., a 5'10", 160-pound junior into the ball game there as he carries the ball down to about the 40 quarter with the Tigers out on top by a score of 47-0. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game. We'll have our coach's post-game show with head coach Rick Rebarger before we get out of here tonight. There's another handoff, slipping a tackler. It's going to be Swanson as he...
Drew Ott and the Giltner Hornets all over Shelby tonight, 62-8. That is at the end of the third quarter. Drew Ott, by the way, the Iowa Hawkeye.
And 3 as the football is down here at about the 37-yard line. They got to take it down to about the 34 for the first down. So Justin Milnarnik will be up under center. He'll have a Maryland Ice stacked up behind him here. as they call the play. Actually, we got a new four. It's going to be a Mitch Kastmeyer. Mitch Kastmeyer is into the ball game now, and he's going to run the football. He's not going to get there. Kastmeyer battles for the pin. It's a Skyler thwarted here on this drive, and Hastings High will take over with 4.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter and a running clock here in the second half.
Well, if Hastings High wanted to get to that 4:23 left to go here, we got a timeout on the field.
Yeah, Rick Rebarger is going to get his third-string quarterback into the ball game now. That's going to be Nick Valley. Valley's going to come in there and quarterback
The ball just pops down. He runs off to the right side, turns around to watch the play. He goes,
oops.
The ball is playing on the ground. He did a good job hustling back. It was just a short loss, a loss.
Daniel Baganda for Skyler as he drops back inside his own 25-yard line. So Hastings will punt here with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Tigers out on top of a score of 47-0. Hastings will go to 1-0 on the season and get ready for their crosstown rivals in Adams Central. They will play this season in week number 2 season next Friday night. We'll have the game for you right here on 1230 KHAS. Pigskin preview at 6 with a kickoff at 7 o'clock. Here comes the kick now by Hastings. Football down there. They run up and spot it about the 12. That's where Skyler's going to start here with a 1:45 left in quarter number 4.
Jake Rosin with the punt there. Patrick Opperman are talking at about the 30-yard line.
All right, we're down to a minute, and, well, they're running the clock here.
If they keep talking, yeah, we'll be out of here.
And now they're going to I don't think you're supposed to do that. It's 3-0 at halftime. They added 2 touchdowns in the third quarter, and that's the way we stand. Exeter Milligan tonight has beaten Lawrence Nelson. What is that, 64-0 in high school football action. Prep picks. You may have read in the Hastings Tribune on Thursday, yours truly, throughout the 2011 season here on 1230 KHS and all of our stations of Platte River Radio. As we swing back into action.
Yeah.
Back again. So after the penalty, now they're going to march off the penalty against, they're going to bring her back. This is Kastmeyer, the quarterback, going to stay in there, going to hand the ball away. I think we got one, maybe two plays here, and that's going to be all she wrote. We'll be able to get out of here and get on the bus. That was a running play there. It goes to Michael Swanson. He picks up 1 yard, maybe two on the play. Second down, 8 yards to go. This one is going to be all said and done with here as Hastings High is going to go on the road here tonight and pick up an impressive win. They score in 7 out of 8 drives in the first half of play. Hand the ball away again. That's going to be stacked up. The Tiger defense continues to play extremely well here in this football game tonight. So as well as the offensive play, out across the 20 to the 22-yard line and a run out of bounds here on the near sideline. Running the ball there was Michael Swanson again, number 33. And that's probably going to be the last play of the game. We're down to 7 seconds to play, and that's going to be all she wrote. The Hastings High Tigers go on the road tonight very impressively. They take apart the Skyler.
To Tice Auto Care for everything from tune-ups to overhauls. It's because they do the job right at a fair price, and they stand behind their work. So next time, visit the pros at Tice Auto Care, corner of 3rd and Denver downtown. Call 462-8573. And remember,
maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Protein Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs.
Stop. Look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At KerrChevrolet.com, you can shop for new and certified pre-owned cars, apply for financing, and get a quote right at your own home. Just go to KerrChevrolet.com and check it out for yourself. Kerr Chevrolet, an American Revolution.
High school football action is on.
Hastings High wins it over Skyler by a score of 47-0. Hastings High scoring on 7 out of 8 possessions in the first half. Got up to a 33-0 halftime lead. They had 2 touchdowns from 3 yards out. Patrick Opperman from 2 yards out. 47-0 as Hastings High wins it here tonight.
Look at some final line on the trenches is where they won this ball game offensively and defensively. The Tigers looked very, very good tonight, and that's a happy bunch of kids. It'll be a happy bus ride on the way home. We look at Larnick passing 3 of 6 for 40 yards. The rushing attempts for Skyler, 40 of them for 108, so 148 total yards of offense. 40 of those come in the fourth quarter late against the second and third teamers. Impressive numbers. This is stuff we have not seen for a long time out of the Hastings High Tigers. Passing tonight, Tyler Rebarger, a spectacular evening. 7 of 8 passing, 153 yards. Joe Numbers, the leader tonight. Again, we talked about him, the junior, Tyler Rebarger. 9 carries, 141 yards, 3 touchdowns. They come from 3, 11, and 60. He accounted for 294 total yards of offense and 4 touchdowns tonight in the game. Austin Herringer, by the way, another 100-yard rusher. He had 8 carries, 129, 2 touchdowns, those coming from 3 and 19. Receiving the football tonight, Ben Reimer, 2 receptions, 33 yards, and a touchdown, and Jake Rosin.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit Shop Glenwood.
Subscription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
So big night for Hastings High offensively here tonight, 47-9. But I'll tell you what, one guy really dominated this football game here tonight, and we'll come back and tell you about that right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central, quiet and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning.
Player of the game tonight for Hastings High is going to be the Tigers quarterback, Tyler Rebarger. He scored in his second play from the line of scrimmage tonight. Tyler Rebarger ends up with 9 carries, 141 yards, 3 touchdowns, 7 out of 8, or 3 out of 11 throwing the football for 60 yards. So he accounts for 294 yards of total offense. And stick around, the coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Celia wins the Class C2 State Championship.
Time's up. Are you ready?
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Nothing over the Schuyler Warriors here tonight as Hastings head coach Rick Rebarger joins us in the post game. And coach, you got to be all smiles. That was an offensive show tonight.
Well, I was pleased with the offense played. I was trying to put together a whole game and being consistent and. I think it happened out here tonight. I think our special teams played pretty well.
Good job out there for you and the troops tonight.
Well, I'm happy for him. He got off to a good start and managed the offense well and had some nice pulls on some that ball. I'm very pleased with his play and pleased with our backs and pleased with our offensive line. It seemed like we were getting push all day long. And it just makes when things are going like that offensively, it makes playing calls a lot easier for us. So I'm pleased with everybody.
Coach, what you see in the film? You go 26 yards in your first.
And Will did a good job of catching it and bringing it in.
We talked about, you mentioned it just a few minutes ago, about your O-line, how happy you were with them. Mm-hmm. We look at both sides of the ball, and Mike and I really thought tonight that offensively.
We need both those young men to play both ways a lot. We try to rest them offensively, but we talked about that all preseason. You know, Trent started for us last year early, and he was young and making some mistakes, and we're a mature enough football team that we enjoy this on tonight and tomorrow, but Sunday night we've got step two, and we've got to put it behind us. And I told the boys that
come back and get a final word right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The plumbing
coming up next week. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS. The Patriots are still playing out of the Patriots field. We'll get you out there in just a couple of minutes. But, Jimmy, a very impressive show by the Tigers tonight.
Well, it was a good ball game, so we'll see what happens. But a very impressive showing tonight by Hastings High.
All right, the Tigers win it by a score of 47-0. We will get you out to the Patriot field here and get the